It's time now for the Morning Munch, our daily devotional to get your day grounded in the Word of God. And this morning, bringing us the munch, our very own Pastor Tommy Briggs.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We're wired to do stuff. We're wired to accomplish things. This is how God made us. He made us to have, for lack of a better word, ambition, you know, to do things. And that doesn't mean, you know, you're going to be wildly ambitious, but, you know, we have goals and things we want to accomplish. And that's just how we're made. We're not made to just be, you know, just exist, just sitting on a chair doing nothing. We have to be doing something with our lives and ourselves. And those are very different things for all of us, and we all have different callings and purposes from the Lord. But when we come to Christ, when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we find that that drive, that natural being that we have, that natural desire to do things and accomplish things, is married in with our relationship with Jesus Christ and gets direction from Him. And we find that not only are we made to do stuff, but there is stuff that has been made for us to do. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says this, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." He begins by telling us that we're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace through faith. This is how we're saved. It's not our works. We don't accomplish it. We don't earn it. It's completely the work of God. It is a gift from Him so that no one can boast. So we're not saved by works, but we are saved for work. As it says in the very next verse, that we are Christ's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That it's not our works that save us, but once we are saved, God has work for us. And He has that work prepared in advance. In fact, He saved us for the purpose of accomplishing that work. There are things He wants us to do. There are things He wants us to accomplish. And we can do that when we give ourselves to Him and follow His plans and purposes for us. We're not made righteous by the things we do. We're made righteous by Christ. But when we're made righteous, God has stuff that He has prepared for us to do. The significance of that, I think, is that it changes the motivation for that work. It's not a desperate trying to prove myself, trying to one-up. I got to be better than Jeff. I got to be better than this guy. I got to be better than that guy so I can earn the approval of God. That has nothing to do with it. We're already approved in Christ. But rather, it's just about what has God laid out for me to do. And the work God's given me is different than the work God's given Jeff, and it's different than the work God's given you. And we're each of one of us called to do the work that He's given to us. So whatever that work is today that God has saved you for, He saved you to, those works, those good works that He prepared in advance for you to do, saved you and redeemed you so that you can do them. Whatever those may be, do them with all your heart, with joy in your heart, knowing you're not there to prove anything to God, but rather just living out faithfully every day the salvation that He's already given to you. And that's our munch.
All right, thanks, Tommy. Great message. Can you pray for us?
Absolutely. Lord, we thank You that You have saved us by Your grace, Lord, that You have not asked us to try to earn what we could never earn on our own, but You graciously have given it to us through Your Son, Jesus Christ, and we praise You and exalt You for that. And we thank You for the work that You prepared for us, that You have purposes and plans for us and things that You want us to accomplish and have made us for. So, Lord, help us to do those things. Help us to do them with all our heart, with joy in our heart, Lord, that we might glorify You and accomplish the work that You have laid before us and be satisfied to know that we have done what You have called us to do, not worrying about what You've called others to do and comparing ourselves to others, but rather simply contenting ourselves to know that we have accomplished the work that You set before us. And so, Lord, may we do it with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength, that we might bring glory to Your name. And we pray this in Your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tommy Briggs, morning show co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show at Yes FM, and pastor.
Yes, pastor at a church called Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street. We have Sunday school 10:30 on Sundays. Our worship service is at 10:45. I have different small groups meeting throughout the week, and women's group, and game club, and other things that are going on. And so we just want to, like we said, we just like God has plans and purposes for each individual, I think He has plans and purposes for each church. And we're just trying to live out those plans and purposes that God's given to us to be a blessing to our community and our neighborhood and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hold fast to the Word of God as absolute truth, and and try to live by it. And if you don't have a church home, let me encourage you to find one wherever you may be, to find a good Bible teaching church that where you can grow with other believers. And maybe Gateway could be that church for you. You can check us out and find out more information at our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com.
Thanks, Tommy.